Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Quantum Entanglement by Jed Brody, part of the MIT Press Essential Knowledge series, offers a compact, accessible guide to one of the most counterintuitive ideas in modern physics. Rather than treating entanglement as a mystical shortcut or a purely technical curiosity, the book frames it as a real, experimentally grounded phenomenon that reshaped how scientists think about nature. Brody introduces readers to the historical path from early debates about quantum theory to the tests that made entanglement a central pillar of contemporary research. Along the way, the book clarifies what entanglement does and does not imply, especially regarding measurement, randomness, and the limits of communication. It also connects the concept to emerging technologies, showing why entanglement matters beyond philosophy. It underpins quantum information science, including quantum computing, quantum cryptography, and precision measurement. Written for general readers, it balances big-picture intuition with careful attention to scientific accuracy and common misconceptions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from paradox to principle, how entanglement entered physics. A central topic is the historical development of entanglement, showing how a puzzling feature of quantum theory became a core scientific principle. The book situates entanglement within early 20th century efforts to interpret quantum mechanics, when even leading physicists disagreed on what the mathematics implied about reality. Entanglement gained notoriety through arguments designed to expose perceived flaws in quantum theory, especially the tension between quantum predictions and classical intuitions about locality and separability. Brody explains why these debates were not just philosophical. They motivated clearer definitions of what it means for systems to have independent properties and pushed researchers to design experiments that could decide between competing worldviews. The narrative typically follows the progression from thought experiments to testable inequalities and then to laboratory demonstrations that increasingly close loopholes. By tracking this arc, the reader learns why entanglement was once seen as an embarrassment and why it is now treated as a resource. This historical framing also highlights a key lesson. Quantum theory did not become accepted because it felt intuitive, but because its strange predictions repeatedly survived rigorous experimental scrutiny. Secondly, what entanglement is and what it is not. Another major topic is conceptual clarity. Entanglement is often described in pop science as particles that remain connected across distance, but that phrasing can mislead. The book emphasizes that entanglement is a relationship encoded in a joint quantum state, not a hidden signal or a classical tether. Brody explains how entangled systems display correlations that cannot be reproduced by assigning each part its own independent state. This makes entanglement different from ordinary correlation, such as two gloves packed in different boxes, because quantum correlations can depend on which measurements are chosen and can violate classical constraints. At the same time, the book addresses what entanglement does not allow. It does not enable faster-than-light messaging, because the outcomes of individual measurements remain intrinsically random and only reveal their pattern when compared. This distinction helps readers avoid a common error, confusing strong correlation with controllable communication. The discussion also clarifies why entanglement depends on careful isolation from environmental disturbances and why everyday objects do not usually display it in an obvious way. By separating metaphor from mechanism, the topic builds a reliable intuition that supports later discussions of experiments and technology. Thirdly, Bell tests, locality, and the end of simple hidden variables. A key technical and philosophical topic is how entanglement is tested and what those tests imply about the world. The book highlights the importance of Bell-type experiments, which turn the abstract debate about quantum completeness into a set of measurable predictions. Brody explains, at an intuitive level, how Bell inequalities set limits on the correlations any local hidden variable theory can produce. Quantum mechanics predicts violations of those limits for appropriately prepared entangled systems, and experiments have repeatedly observed such violations. The topic explores what is actually being ruled out, not realism in general, but a particular combination of assumptions about locality, pre-existing properties, and independence of measurement settings. This nuance matters because it prevents oversimplified conclusions like everything is connected or reality is unreal. The book also discusses practical experimental challenges such as detector inefficiencies, timing constraints, and the need for space like separation, all of which historically opened loopholes that skeptics could exploit. Modern experiments aim to close these loopholes simultaneously, making the case for entanglement increasingly robust. The result is a grounded understanding of why entanglement is not merely interpretive preference, but an empirically anchored feature of nature. Fourthly, entanglement as a resource in quantum information. Beyond foundational questions, the book treats entanglement as a usable resource, which is the perspective that drives much of current research. Brody explains how quantum information science reframes entanglement in operational terms, something that can be generated, distributed, quantified, degraded, and consumed to accomplish tasks. This topic connects entanglement to protocols that have become standard examples of quantum advantage. Teleportation, for instance, is not science fiction transport, but a method for transferring an unknown quantum state using shared entanglement plus classical communication, illustrating how entanglement and classical channels work together. Quantum key distribution and related cryptographic ideas show how quantum correlations can support security guarantees that differ from classical assumptions, particularly by making eavesdropping detectable. The discussion also gestures toward quantum computing, where entanglement often appears alongside superposition and interference as ingredients enabling certain algorithms and error correction schemes. Importantly, the book notes that entanglement is not a magic ingredient that automatically yields speedups. It must be harnessed within carefully designed architectures. By presenting entanglement as a practical tool with constraints, the topic bridges abstract physics and real engineering challenges. Lastly, decoherence, measurement, and the fragility of quantum links, a final important topic, is why entanglement is both powerful and hard to maintain. Brody addresses the role of measurement and environmental interaction, emphasizing that quantum systems do not live in isolation. Decoherence describes how interactions with surrounding degrees of freedom effectively scramble delicate phase relationships, making entanglement difficult to preserve as systems scale up or remain exposed to noise. This helps explain why entanglement is rare in everyday experience and why experimental setups rely on extreme control, such as low temperatures, vacuum systems, shielding, and rapid measurement. The topic also helps readers understand measurement without resorting to mysticism. In many practical contexts, measurement is treated as an interaction that correlates a quantum system with a macroscopic record, transforming what can be observed and predicted. This leads to discussions of entanglement between system and environment, and why separating meaningful quantum correlations from unwanted ones is central to quantum technologies. The book also points towards strategies for coping with fragility, including entanglement purification, error correction, and careful network design for distributing entanglement over distance. The larger lesson is that entanglement is not just a strange idea, but an experimentally delicate phenomenon whose control defines the frontier of the field. In conclusion, this book is best for curious general readers, students entering physics or engineering, and professionals in computing or security who want a reliable conceptual foundation for quantum technologies. It benefits the reader by replacing vague metaphors with crisp distinctions, correlation versus entanglement, randomness versus signaling, and philosophical speculation versus experimentally testable claims. That clarity pays off in real life when evaluating headlines about quantum computers, unbreakable encryption, or claims of instantaneous communication. The book is also useful for anyone who wants to understand why entanglement matters to modern science, from the way it reshaped debates about locality to its role as a practical resource in information processing. Compared with longer textbooks, its value is focus and readability. It delivers the essential history, the core experimental logic, and the main technological implications without demanding advanced mathematics. Compared with sensational pop accounts, it is worth buying for its disciplined accuracy and its attention to common misconceptions. The result is a compact reference that helps readers talk and think about quantum theory with confidence and perspective. If you would like to support Jed Brody, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.